जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Gopijanavallabha Girivadhari
Gopijanavallabha Girivadhari
Gopijanavallabha Girivadhari Gaudanandana Prajajamaranjana Gaudanandana Prajajamaranjana Gamatira Banachari Ramunatira Vanachari
Ramunatira Vanachari
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Radha Madhava
Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Gopi Janna
Vallabha Gaudanandana Prajajanarandana Kamunatira Vanachari Kamunatira Vanachari
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna
Grandparents and Bhagavatam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Krishnaya, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chidanami, Namaste, Sarasati Deve, Gauravani Pracharani, Nirvise, Chachindavadi, Parshachasani. Narayanam Namaskritya,
Naram
Chayva Narottamam,
Naram Chayva Narottamam,
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam,
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam, So the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 17, entitled Punishment and Reward of Kali. Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
The dharma
Sadharma
sthanapalanam.
Sadharma sthanapalanam.
Shastatonyan yata shastram.
Shastatonyan yata shastram.
Shastatonyan yata shastram.
Shastatonyan yata shastram.
Anapad yukhtataniha.
Anapad yukhtataniha.
Anapad yukhtataniha. Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Sadharma sthanapalanam.
Sadharma sthanapalanam.
Shastatonyan yatha shastram.
Shastatonyan yatha shastram.
Anapadyutpataniha.
Anapadyutpataniha.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Rakshmo hi paramo dharma.
Shastam,
Shastam,
Yanyata,
Shastam,
Anapadipatani,
Anapadipatani.
Rajna.
Rajna.
Of the king or the executive head.
Of the king or the executive head.
He.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Paramaha.
Paramaha.
Supreme.
Supreme.
Dharma.
Dharma.
Occupational duty.
Occupational duty.
Sadharmasta.
Sadharmasta.
One who is faithful to his prescribed duty.
One who is faithful to his prescribed duty.
Anupalanam.
Anupalanam.
Giving protection always.
Giving protection always.
Shasata.
Shasata.
While ruling.
While ruling.
Anyan.
Anyan.
Others.
Others.
Yata.
Yata.
According to.
According to.
Shastram.
Shastram.
Ruling for scripture.
Ruling for scripture.
Anapati.
Anapati.
Without danger.
Without danger.
Utpatan.
Utpatan.
Persons going astray.
Persons going astray.
Iha.
Iha.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Translation first for the supreme duty of the ruling king is to give all protection to law-abiding persons and to chastise those who stray from the ordinances of the scriptures in ordinary times when there is no emergency. In the scriptures, there is mention of apadharma, or occupational duty at times of extraordinary happenings. It is said that sometimes the great sage Vishwamitra had to live on the flesh of dogs in some extraordinary, dangerous position. In cases of emergency, one may be allowed to live on the flesh of animals of all descriptions, but that does not mean that there should be regular slaughterhouses to feed the animal eaters, and that this system should be encouraged by the state. No one should try to live on flesh in ordinary times simply for the sake of the palate. If anyone does so, the king or the executive head should punish him for gross enjoyment. There are regular scriptural injunctions for different persons engaged in different occupational duties, and one who follows them is called Sadharmastha, or faithful in one's prescribed duties. In the Bhagavad Gita, 1848, it is advised that one should not give up his occupational prescribed duties, even if they are not always flawless. Such swadharma might be violated in cases of emergency if one is forced by circumstances, but they cannot be violated in ordinary times. The state executive head is to see that such swadharma is not changed by the follower, whatever it may be, and he should give all protection to the follower of Sadharma. The violator is subject to punishment in terms of the Shastra, and the duty of the king is to see that everyone strictly follows his occupational duty as prescribed in the scripture. Again, the supreme duty of the ruling king is to give all protection to law-abiding persons and to chastise those who stray from ordinances of the scriptures in ordinary times when there is no emergency. So this is a very nice instructions in this chapter. Something I think someone else commented how this chapter is so interesting in terms of our Krishna consciousness, how to understand the principles of religion. And particularly here it's described the characteristics, the qualities of the Kshatriya. In the present society we're very much in an embarrassed situation because there's no properly qualified Brahmins and Kshatriyas. This is a very similar statement. This is there a couple of verses before. So Prabhupada put these verses, somebody put the verses in the beginning of the, on the title page of the first printings. They have it now also, but now there used to be three volumes, the first canto. This text number 10 and 11 were there. That, O chaste one, the king's good name, duration of life, and good rebirth vanish when all kinds of living entities are terrified by miscreants in his kingdom. It is certainly the prime duty of the king to subdue first the sufferings of those who suffer. Therefore, I must kill this most wretched man because he is violent against other living beings. So Kali is attacking the cow and the bull, which Maharaj is not tolerating. And he says that whoever it may be will be punished. So the principles are there in the scriptures. Human life means to follow some rule and regulation. I have one co-worker at the post office. He has one shirt, no more rules. They have some, I guess there's some, modern society has all sorts of people have so many different opinions. So there's some class of people that are feeling like there should be no rules in society. There should be, everybody should work on their own. And like this, there's so many different opinions. Even in spiritual life, nasavrishir yasyav matam bibinam, that one is not considered very thoughtful unless he has his own opinion. But the scriptures are there for a particular purpose. They're meant for understanding our duty in life, what we're doing in this material world, what our constitutional position is. And there's very interesting essay on the rules and regulations of the scriptures by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he describes the Niyam Agraha. Niyam means rules like that. So rules, they have two different divisions. They have two different divisions are there in the scriptures. They're called Vidhi and Nishedh. Vidhis are those things that are prescribed that one should perform, and Nishedh means those things that are prohibited. Just like our Krishna consciousness movement, we have the four regulative principles. These are Nishedh, that one should not engage in eating meat, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. And Vidhi is that first thing is that one should chant 16 rounds like that every day. So in this way, he goes on. I'm going to read this book here. It says, conditioned souls are eligible to attain a very exalted position from a very low position. Between these two positions, there are many other positions. Each position is a gradual step. Each gradual step is a distinct level of advancement. And each and every gradual step has different prescriptions and prohibitions. Whenever a living entity steps to one level and stays there, he is obliged to follow the prescriptions and prohibitions of that step. By following those enjoined prescriptions and prohibitions, one becomes eligible to attain the next step. If one is unable to attain the next step, he falls down to a lower step. This is called degradation. Attaining the next step is called advancement. He goes on, very interesting discussion he gives, how basically Srila Prabhupada also quotes many times that one man's food is another man's poison. And later on in this chapter, he quotes Srila Jiva Goswami giving about Jiva Goswami gives the examples of drinking against the principles of scriptures, such as the Sautramani Yajna association with the opposite sex outside of marriage, and killing animals are all understood as religious Anyway, there's so many prescriptions are there according to one's particular qualification, as mentioned here, that one has one man's food is another man's poison. So here in this verse, we're talking about apadharma, that one sometimes he's got his particular prescribed duties, and he gives that up for some kind of higher purpose, that is the apadharma. Otherwise, in the, seventh canto, there's a description of other types of dharma. Dharma has so many different types of facets. There's also what is called, they give five different types of vidharma, irreligion. Vidharma particularly, paradharma, abhadharma, upadharma, and taladharma. This is described very detailed there in the seventh canto, how these different types of dharmas are there. Dharma, as mentioned there, is the occupational duties. So, occupational duty for one person is not the same for another, according to his qualification. Just like in a school, if one is engaged in one type of activity, he's learning his ABCs. There's one story in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talks about how one tutor was employed for teaching some children, and he was teaching them, geometry, ABC, the angle, the triangle, A and B and C. And so the mother was listening from the other room, and why are you teaching ABCs? These children already know how to read so nicely, but he's teaching geometry. He doesn't understand. So there's different qualifications according to one's position in life. One should understand what is called introspective, to understand what is this qualification and try to act in terms of that qualification according to the scriptural rules and regulations. Now, in this verse, it's described that apadharma, or in terms of some kind of emergency situation, and Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Vishvamitra, who had to live on the flesh of dogs in extraordinary dangerous position. So I was meditating on so many different examples are there in the scriptures. Are you going to ask our audience here, we can give some of these examples. I had some nice example this morning given my wife, Johnny. So anybody else has some, think of some such activity? When they give up, one gives up his one principle for a higher purpose, what is understood as, yes?
I heard that sannyasis are not supposed to cross the ocean, but Srila Prabhupada crossed the ocean for a higher purpose.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada crossed the ocean for a higher purpose. Many many activities of Srila Prabhupada can be saved. Yes. Okay.
Women were given Brahman initiation.
Huh?
Women were given Brahman initiation.
Yes, Brahman initiation to women, okay.
Lord Chaitanya said that in Kali Yuga there should be no sannyasis, but Prabhupada initiated
the sannyasis. Scripture on Jankan is there. Sannyasam paravaitikam. There's the verses there that one should not accept sannyas.
That's karma sannyas.
That's karma sannyas, okay. That's very different qualification. No, but it's the injunction is there, yes. That is there. So, yes, Srila Prabhupada gave initiation to so many of his disciples. Yes, yep.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, nobody else? Very nice examples was there given by my wife. When Lord Chaitanya was taking darshan of Jagannath from the Garuda Stamba, and one lady climbed on his shoulders to take darshan. His servant was immediately trying to take him down and said, "No, no, just let her be. She's taking darshan, Lord Jagannath. Let her see to Jagannath to his for full satisfaction."
Wasn't there a story about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati? I guess he had invited some lords, some English personalities, and they wanted to eat meat. And Bhaktisiddhanta said, "Well, let them eat meat, but you know, hear the Shastra, hear what we have to say."
Yeah, so hearing, he emphasized the process of hearing. He had the workers on the temple have their beedis like that. I don't know if you personally know.
That's for keeping the Brahmana to do the arati in Jogopi.
Keeping the Brahmana to do the arati in
Jogopi. Yeah. All right.
Mark?
Bhaktisiddhanta also said to take grains and go out preaching is more important than fasting on Ekadasi.
Yes, the preachers are given so many facilities. The preachers are going out to give Krishna consciousness to persons whose faces, according to the scriptures, we shouldn't even see the faces of such persons. But they're going out and delivering Krishna consciousness to them. And book distributors, they're most magnanimous persons. They're giving Srila Prabhupada told us that we need to eat on fast days. We go and eat, take some fruits or whatever you need to do, just go out and preach. These things are so much important to Srila Prabhupada. And if the first one is that Krishna, he took up this weapon against Vishnadeva. He had to protect his devotee. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Every come thinking, can I ask more? There's a... And then the example is there of Lord Chaitanya's servant, Govinda, who is... Lord Chaitanya, took afternoon rest in the doorway. So Lord Govinda crossed over Lord Chaitanya to massage his feet, but he didn't come back over to take his meal. And what to speak of them, the other incarnations, Buddha, Lord Buddha, Nindasijagyavadir, Shrutiya, what is that? Nindasijagyavadir, Aha, Shrutijata. Sadaya, out of compassion for the living entities and the animals' forms, he told that, "I don't accept the injunctions of the Vedas." And then Shankaracharya came back and he reestablished the Vedas by preaching some impersonal philosophy under the direction of the Lord, Mayavada Masashastram. He gave Asat-Shastram, the wrong conclusion of the Vedas. Anyway, so many different examples are there. I had some other examples. The Brahmins, they cursed King Vena because he was such a rascal in stopping Vedic sacrifices and told Yudhishthira to tell a lie. Krishna told Yudhishthira to tell a lie. So these are all wonderful examples. There's so many more, actually. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us, he in the Bowery, when he was living on the Bowery, he had to live with persons that had meat in the refrigerator, and he performed the marriages for his disciples. Sannyasi is not supposed to attend marriages like that. So these are different types of apadharma. But the purpose was superior to the injunction. That is the important thing. Otherwise, it's described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Ya Shastra Vidim Utsrija Vartate Kama Karata Na Sasidim Avapnoti Na Sukham Na Param Gatim. Ya Shastra Vidim Utsrija, one who gives up the injunctions of the Shastra. What is this position? Na Sasidim, you cannot attain perfection. Na sukham, na param gatim. He can't be happy, he can't attain the goal of life. That is the statement of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita by giving up the injunction to the Shastra. That is the result. You don't get anything good. However, still Shastra is given up for some higher purpose. What is the reconciliation? Reconciliation is that the purpose of the Shastras, that is the gift to give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is the just like we're started off with the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's talk, discussion of the Niyam Nishet, the Vidya Nishet, and he further divides these into conditional and constitutional. Conditional means according to our material condition in this world, but constitutional are a whole other set. It's not actually constitutional, it's only meant to the vidya is that one should love Krishna, and one the nishad is that one should not envy, give up envy. So purpose of these different vidyas and nishads is that smartavya satatam vishnur vishmartavya nagatuchit. Then it says sarva vidhi nishadayor. Vidhi, nisheda, yor, sarva, all of these vidhis and nishets, these prescriptions and prohibitions, ete or eva kinkara, these are servants of the principle that one should always remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the whole purpose of these scriptures. Even the, I've been listening to the seventh canto, Narad Muni gives the examples of how even Shishupal, Dantavakra, the Hiranyakasipu, and Hiranyaksha, they were always meditating on Krishna in an inimical way. And the Narad Muni actually comes out and says that these people had more intense concentration on the form of the Lord than even the ordinary devotees who consider it like that. Of course, that's not the recommended process, but they still attain perfection in that way. So, and I think we'll stop there if anyone has any comments or additions.
How much should we rely on things like the last 5 days of Kartik?
Last 5 days of Kartik.
I mean, do we just like think, well, I can just put it off, I'll get forgiveness if I just do the last 5 days rather than do the actual thing?
Yeah, No, this is a very good question, because sometimes we're thinking that some kind of Paramakandhya is coming in, creeping into ISKCON. That could be said, but Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about, in I think the same book, the Bhakti Lok we have, where he describes, where he gives essays on the 12 six items favorable for devotional service and the six items unfavorable for devotional service. So he says that just like there's so many observances that we have, Ekadasi, just like Ekadasi. Ekadasi, you can practice for one day, but according to the scriptures, it's actually a three-day program. The Dasami, Ekadasi, and Dvadasi, the 3 days, the day before and the day after. And he says like that, five, just like the Kartik we have, I mean, Kartik is only 1 month of the four Chaturmasya months. And then the 5 days at the end of Chaturmasya. So we have like that. And you can also say that, what do you have, the, what do you call, Bhishma Ekadasi, Nirjal Ekadasi is the one Ekadasi throughout the year, if you can follow that. I don't know, some persons who are not very, well, Bhishma, I guess, Bhima, no? I think he had that opportunity. But again, that's according to one's qualifications, this adhikar, it says, that's called the adhikar, one's the qualification. People used to always ask us that, what is your qualification? So, anyway, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that you begin like that, somehow you follow 1 day, you follow 3 days, you follow 5 days, you follow 1 month, but ultimately you want to come to that point of always following. In the beginning of ISKCON, in Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada didn't have all these different chaturmasya. He didn't, like, I mean, he mentioned in his books chaturmasya that one should follow this certain thing and this and that. But just like the preaching, we mentioned like that he, on fast days, he said, if they need prasadam, give them prasadam and send them out on book distribution. That was more important. So our Krishna consciousness is always, that is the absolute platform that we want to come to. And all these different observances, fasting days and festival days, and Chaturmasya and Kartik, these are all very nice, but they're all meant to bring us to that point. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, Vishmartavya najatya. We want to come to that point. Not that we don't observe festivals if one is fully Krishna conscious. That is, but, well, for someone who is fully Krishna conscious, it doesn't matter. He has his own prerogative, rules and regulations to follow. Srila Prabhupada, he was, I mean, at that stage, one has to understand, just like there's many also examples. I had the example of Damodar Pandit. He gave some little bit of criticism to, I mean, he was critiquing Lord Chaitanya that you're associating with this son of a widow that's she's very beautiful and people may talk. So he actually had the, I mean, he was a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mildly chastised him. He actually sent him to some devotional service to take care of Mother Sachi. But there's other personalities. Ramchandra Puri, he was a godbrother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru, Ishwar Puri. and he criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating more. So the injunctions are there, we have to follow according to our ability and understand, at the same time understand what is the purpose behind them and come to that stage of full Krishna consciousness. That is our, actually the Krishna consciousness movement. We're not what is called Veda Bhadarata or Nanyadasita Bhadar. That the, in India they have the, what is called the Arya Samaj. They don't care for worshipping the deity in the temple. They want to follow the Vedas without understanding what is the purpose of the Vedas. Vedas are mostly dealing with the three modes of material nature, Krishna says. So, Krishna says, Nishtagunya Pavarjuna, come above those three modes of material nature. So we have to come to the stage of full Krishna consciousness. I mean, that's what the Krishna consciousness movement is for, and that's what the members are. We had that experience, I think, in our early Krishna consciousness. Those that have been, when Srila Prabhupada was there, we had the experience of not caring so much for the, I mean, we observed the festivals, of course. But, and that's, we should continue. I don't know. That answer something, Edith?
No, very good. Thank you.
Just a follow-up on Srila Prabhupada's question. You know, Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, the other half of his work was Varnashram. So I'm just asking if that has any traits of introduction to Varnashram, where you have a full devotee and then you have these other things like the last 5 days to give you an extra boost just in case or whatever. Does that have anything to do with introduction of Varnashram?
Yeah, Varnashram is meant for preaching, really. Srila Prabhupada, at least my understanding is that the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement were, we're meant to be a brahminical status. Even those that are not acting as so-called Brahmins, we have our managers and the temple cleaners and sweepers like that. They're in one sense Brahmins because we're teaching Krishna consciousness to the world, how to serve Krishna. And just like Dronacharya, he was a military man, but he was a Brahmin because he was teaching the military art. He was teaching. That is the duty of the Brahmin. So we're teaching society by performing these different activities, but our real purpose is the Krishna consciousness. And anyone who is Brahmana Yojana, the Brahman, one who understands Krishna even in a small way, he's more qualified than any Brahman. One should actually be in that stage. So. Is that there? Or is that to answer the question?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
It gives some insight.
Sorry? Yeah. I said it gives a lot of insight, but I personally have no understanding of what Srila Prabhupada meant that his other half is to introduce Varnashram. So I don't know if that has anything to do with like upbringing stages, any rituals that can be like side effects of Krishna consciousness or add to that. I really have no clue, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, first thing that, particularly in India, people from all different backgrounds are coming and they're continuing on with their activities. It's actually, I think in the fifth canto, it says that the land of India is very, of course, is very pious. I mean, it's not that India was in the scriptures that tract of land that we call India now, but that is still there. That very quickly the Varnashram Dharma can be reestablished there, and we actually see it's there's one very nice statement I was reading in the seventh canto. Just like this, talking about Hiranyakasipu, how he was trying to disturb the demigods. He was wanted to stop the sacrifices and harass the Brahmins so that Lord Vishnu would die as a result. But Srila Madhvacharya, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Madhvacharya that there's a misunderstanding, is that Vishnu is not dependent on the activities of the Brahmins and the sacrifices that are offered to him, but he's the source of the Brahmins and the sacrifices. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada, after that quote, he points out that by reintroducing the Sankirtan Yajna, automatically the Kshatriya rule and the Brahmins and Kshatriyas will be reestablished like that by the reintroduction of the Harinam Sankirtan. Therefore, it's described Param Vijayate. He didn't say like that, but we can say that Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Everything auspicious will come through the Sankirtan Yajna. All these things will be automatically reestablished, because Krishna is the source of that. And the Sankirtan Yajna is, Kali Kali Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna comes in Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name, and by chanting his holy name, all good fortune results. That's what I could say. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Where's your problem?